You also, those of you who know the stories in the Buddha's teachings, know that there was these characters, and I call one of them was Angulimala, the other one was Patachari. One was a male, one was a female. Angulimala, according to the stories, had killed 99 or 999, depending on which story you read, people, a mass murderer. And he became fully enlightened, became an arahat, even with that degree of bad karma. The other was Patachara, who was this amazing nun, bhikkhuni. And she lost her husband, her two children, and her parents in the same day. In some very tragic circumstances. Her husband was bitten by a snake. Then going to visit her parents, or getting distraught that she lost her husband. Crossing a river, she had two children, the river was a bit in flood. She took the youngest child, just recently born, across, put it down on the bank, was halfway midstream, when a bird, an eagle or something, picked up a young child, and she waved at it to try and scare it away. The boy, the elder boy on the other bank, thought the mother was calling for him to come across, and got swept away in the current. Standing in the middle of the stream, helpless, she saw one of her children being taken away by a bird, and the other one being swept down the stream in the current, having just lost her husband. Completely so distraught, she could not save either of them. She just wanted to go home to her parents, and met someone coming the other way, who told her that very night, the storm had uprooted a tree which had crashed on her parents' house and killed the both of them. And she went crazy. She lost her mind for many days and wandered around just blabbering without any closure. And whether it was the result of karma or whatever, where she wandered into, not knowing where she was going, was into the Jeta Grove where the Buddha was giving a sermon. People tried to keep her out because she was improperly dressed. The Buddha said, bring her in. Gave her a cloak to wear. Gave her a teaching. And a short time later, she became completely enlightened, an arahat. If these people can do this, surely you can. You're not a mass murderer. You haven't lost all of your husband, your wives, your kids, all in one day. I mention these things because sometimes, again, people do have the idea that there's something limiting them. There's something stopping them from becoming fully enlightened. What I'm saying here is that it's only you stopping you, nothing else. What happened in the past is gone. Anyone got any other questions or comments? Okay, so we can finish off. It's just 10 to 9.